Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and today we are joined by two people from PEP Therapeutics Center based here in Perth. Executive Director and no stranger to the airwaves here at Lake 88, Suzanne Rintoul. Welcome back, Suzanne.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
And it might have been a couple of minutes or so since we had our next guest on, but Pauline Fichette is here. She's a program assistant and the leader of the community or the Community Center Without Walls program that is taking place at PEP. Pauline, welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back.
Excellent. Well, it's a great program that we're talking about here. Community Center Without Walls is an opportunity for isolated seniors, including those in rural areas, to access PEP's day program. This is it's a brilliant idea. We've talked about this type of thing before, but maybe not to this extent. So Pauline, maybe you can sort of flesh out for us what this program is.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I really obviously enjoy the program. I'm leading it. And it all started back when COVID was around and we needed to figure out ways to connect and support our seniors during that time. We couldn't see them in person. And we were given the opportunity through Good Companions, which is a seniors organization in Ottawa, to receive some funding to have a telephone service, which is a phone conferencing where you could connect people together by they just have to pick up the phone in their home. They just have to sit right beside the phone, let it ring, say hello, and they're joined with everybody else that's participating. It's a really, really good idea. Great program.
I remember when we were talking about this phone connectivity during the pandemic. It was right when everybody was getting into Zoom and, you know, Microsoft Teams and all these different ways that you could connect with each other. But the beauty of this one is it's technology that has been used for generations and everyone's familiar with the good old phone.
Absolutely. And a lot of our seniors are more comfortable with just speaking on the phone than having to connect through a Zoom. I know myself when COVID hit, I had to learn all about Zoom and how that works. So this just makes it nice and easy. They don't have to stress. They just pick up and say hello.
Suzanne, maybe talk a little bit about the benefits of making these connections. It is so important that people are not basically left alone.
Yeah, I think a couple of weeks ago, I was really happy to be able to join Dr. Lena Lee on your show on the Wednesday to talk about how important it is to stay connected with people. And this gives the people in our community that perhaps don't have transportation or, you know, are just really rural and maybe isolated, it gives them an opportunity to talk with people on the phone and to form friendships. And that's something that the Good Companions stresses, that they can't believe the number of friendships that are formed because of this program. And they're really concerned about one another, as Pauline can chat more about. If someone's not on the phone today, where are they? Are they okay? So it's really nice to have someone other than your usual group that's checking in on people, you know, somebody from the outside to be able to have a social time with.
And Pauline, you're nodding your head quite a bit as Suzanne's speaking.
Yes.
There.
Yes, yes, I am. Yeah, absolutely. And it even goes beyond that. We've had people on our Mercury calls where they have come to our games night and got to meet in person. So it's expanded their network even more. But absolutely, they're all very caring about each other and wanting to know how everyone is if they're not there, for sure.
Well, what's a typical call like then, Suzanne? Like what? Talk to me a little bit about the content.
Well, I think Pauline would be the best one to tell you that. I can tell you that it is a condensed version of what we do for the day program. And the day program is they come in and they have their half hour of social time and have a coffee and a little continental breakfast. And then they receive some cognitive stimulation as well. But we make the cognitive stimulation lots of fun. And Pauline definitely does that. I know because I can hear her beyond her office walls laughing with the clients as they're on the phone. So she can tell you a little bit more about what the content would look like.
Absolutely. Please do.
Great. Well, like Suzanne said, first of all, they pick up the phone, say hello, and they're connected to many friends. We have a little bit of time just to socialize and see how everyone is. Sometimes we'll do a quote of the day or a joke of the day. We'll do a little bit of exercise in the form of some deep breathing, a little bit of toe tapping in that just to kind of get the blood flowing. And we tell them to get their brains working. And we'll do some fun cognitive activities such as, surveys, not surveys, but thought-provoking quotes, fun games. We've even done Battleship over the phone, where we'll get into a little bit more about what we got from the grant, but we were able to send packages out. So I send out a battleship form for them, and we can play battleship where they have to guess where the ship is on the sheet. So they really love that. We've had speakers come in. We've had just fun activities, like where you really have to use your brain to remember things. We'll do things where they have to recall information, which is really important as well.
And it really is, maybe for lack of a better term, three dimensions, because you do have the phone, but it does go beyond that. The package that you mentioned that gets sent out, so that you're really interacting with everybody, and a meal.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we'll chat a little bit more about Good Companions, but through a grant that we have received from them, we're able to deliver two meals to these participants so that they get the meal in the morning. We'll come on their phone call half an hour early, and we'll sit and we can have a meal together, which is really nice because a lot of people don't have that opportunity to have a meal with other people. So that's really exciting. It's a big part of the program right now. And we're also sending packages out once a week to the participants, where it might be things that you can't necessarily do over the phone. It's more things that they can do themselves, themselves with the information they're given. And that's exciting too, because they get mail, right? They get something from Pep once a week coming in, right?
Good mail.
And it's good mail. It's not a bill. It's it's fun mail, and they can chat about it when they get on the phone the next week. So that's a really big part of it. And we are going to be having some prizes as well for those who participate in our calls. So that's exciting too.
We'll get into how to sign up for it in a moment, but I want to go back to what you were saying and sort of frame it like this. Suzanne, when we've talked in the past, we've talked about how vital partnerships are to ensure the programming at PEP continues and gets better and better. You've mentioned the Good Companion several times. Just talk to us a little bit about their stake in this.
So yeah, they obviously started the program during the pandemic, and it was offered, I believe, Pauline, correct me if I'm mistaken, but I believe it was a Lanark Community Health Center that connected us to the Good Companions. And since then, we've had a wonderful relationship with them. They've reached out to us every time there's been a grant available. And fortunately, we've been able to take advantage of that grant. Their grant for this funding comes from someone that says specifically that this money is to be used for a program that reaches isolated seniors. So it's a perfect fit for our area with having as many isolated seniors as we do. Of course, we would love to have them to come on into PEP, but it's not possible for everybody. So yeah, it's so important and we're so grateful for the partnerships that we have with the other organizations, not only in Lanark County, but obviously outside of Lanark County as well. They've got a great program, the Good Companions, that they offer the socialization, recreation, and education to older adults in the community, and we're really hoping that we can, follow that model here at PEP Center. So
it's really cool when you have an incredible program like that that recognizes that the framework is in place here, and they can go and seamlessly implement this program through you folks. And the fact that they keep coming back when they have grants available, that really speaks to the job that Pauline is doing with making this a very successful program.
It does. Yeah. Like I said, they have a lot of fun when they're on the phone with Pauline. That's for sure. There's a lot of good laughs, and it gets very noisy. You often have to shut your office door while she does her program.
Sorry about that, Suzanne.
That's fantastic, because obviously we're on the radio right now, but the three of us are connected via Zoom. And as we're talking about this program, the smile on Pauline's face, it just tells us how proud she is of this and how much fun it is. You just have a blast doing this, don't you?
I really do. And I think we should mention that it is free for participants. We do have a grant, but there's absolutely no charge. It's just pick up the phone and have some fun with us.
So let's talk about that part. How do people get involved, or how do they, perhaps recommend someone to you? Because we know a lot of the caregivers, sometimes children of these people, maybe a brother, sister, or whatever, may think that this is a great idea. So what's the first step to take to sort of get someone signed up?
Well, I'll talk to that. Suzanne, basically just give us a call at our PEP location here in Perth, 613-201 7172, or you can email us at info@morepep.ca. And it's as easy as that. We'll just respond, get the phone number, confirm with them a little bit before the call on Tuesday, and then we'll just call them and they're a part of the program.
All right. Well, we really appreciate this. And Suzanne, it's just part of what's going to be a very busy fall. Sorry to say fall here. We're not even out of July, but it is going to be a very busy fall for the PEP Therapeutic Center.
It is. Yeah, it's wonderful. We're here. If anybody needs us, please give us a call anytime. If you're not sure what we do, give us a call. We do a lot. So hopefully we can provide service to your loved ones in some way, shape or form.
Well, it is always a pleasure to speak with both of you. Suzanne, the website is
www.morepep.ca.
There you go. It's full of great information. Pauline, thank you so much for being here. It's a pleasure to have you back, and we look forward to our next conversation with you.
Great to see you. And
absolutely. And Suzanne, great to have you on as well. We have more PEP coming up in the next couple of weeks as well. So stay tuned to Lake 88. As I said, it's going to be a very busy time at PEP Therapeutic Center. We're going to keep you up to date. Just keep tuning into In Focus. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.